If not, I'll read it. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. And in the morning, long before daylight, he got up. Say, everybody say, he got up.
He got up.
He got up. Long before daylight, he got up and he went out to a deserted place. And there he prayed. Jesus got up to pray. But the point that I'm making here is he got up. All right. Now I want us to look at Mark chapter 4, Amplified, chapter 4, verse 39. Okay. And he arose. Spoke to, and there was peace. There was a calmness. Have you ever gone through some things and different things that come up in your life, but when you start speaking the word of God, you immediately, you can start feeling a calmness, a peace. Why? Because you are speaking to the situation. So we have to get up from where we to the situations and the things that we go through. We have to get up and take authority and speak. We have to take authority. I can't take it for you. You can't take it for me, although we can pray for each other. But we have to get up and take authority over the situation. Remember, Jesus got up. Everybody say, Jesus got up.
Jesus got up.
And he got up with that resurrected power. All the power, all the authority was given to him. And you know what? It was given to him, but it was also what? Given to us. So we can operate in that same power and that same authority. Now I want us to look at Romans chapter 8, verse 34. And we're talking about Jesus getting up. He got up with authority. And Jesus, I'm reading it out of the Amplified Classic here. Who is there to condemn us? Who's in heaven to condemn us? Nobody. Nobody. Will Christ, the Messiah who died, or rather who was raised from the dead? No. Where is he now? He is at the right hand of God. And what is he doing? He's actually pleading and interceding for us. He is at the right hand of God, pleading and interceding for us. When he got up, he ascended to heaven. He's in heaven. Where is he? Sitting on the right hand side of God. What is he doing? Praying and interceding for us. So we need to do what? Hook up with Jesus and take back what's ours. And stop letting the devil boss us around. Jesus got up. We can get up also. So we need to know that Jesus is praying for us. And I'm wondering sometimes, wonder what some of the things he might be saying about us. He could be saying, come on, get up. You can make it. You got this. Come on, get up. You can make it. You got this. You can get through this. And he got up. So guess what? We can get up too. Okay. And sometimes, you know, you may be feeling like, well, all hope is gone. I don't know what I'm going to do. I want to tell you, your story is not over yet. Your story, you're not at the end yet. Your story is not over. We have many more chapters to write in our book, in our lives. We have many more things to do, many more people to encourage. But I want to let you know this. Don't let your setback keep you from coming back. Don't let whatever you've gone through in the past, don't let whatever you are going through keep you from bouncing back up, keep you from coming back and doing what God will have you to do. Sometimes we may even feel like one of these little bop it things, you know, you bop it and it'll bounce back up. You bop it and it'll bounce back up. That's how we need to be. Keep coming back. Keep bouncing back, because it will get less and less and less. You keep coming back. And like I said, Jesus is telling us, get up, walk into your destiny. Get up, walk into whatever God is calling you to do. Many of us in here have gifts and talents that we haven't even tapped into. That's just lying dormant. Get up with your gifts and your talents. Get up with whatever God has placed on the inside of you. And let him know, I'm going to get up. I'm going to get up, God. I'm going to do what you want me to do. Jesus got up and he did what the Father wanted him to do, didn't he? He defeated the devil. He defeated the devil for us. So we need to just get up and do whatever God is calling us to do. He wants us to walk in the truth. He wants us to speak his word. He wants us to trust him. So we need to get up and make a conscious decision. I am going to do what he has called me to do. I'm going to walk into my purpose. God has called us to walk into our purpose. And you know what? The devil will steal your peace. He will try and steal your peace. But I want to let you know this. The devil is a liar. He is a liar. Anything that comes to your mind or to your thoughts that does not line up with the word of God, it is of the devil and it is a lie. God is truth and the devil is a liar. Let's say it. God is truth and the devil is a liar. If he tells you you're not going to make it, that's a lie. Oh, I'm going to make it. You're going to fail. Oh, no, I'm not. That's a lie. I will make it. So you know anything that's opposite of the word of God is a lie. And it is of the devil. It is not of God. So we got to get up, take back what has been provided for us. The devil will keep you stuck. He'll keep you stuck. And it'll be hard for you to pull yourself up or out of situations. He will try and keep you stuck in the mud. He will try and keep you stuck with fear. He will try and just keep you stuck with beating yourself up. You know, always not just beating yourself up. No hope. That's why he tries to just keep you stuck. But God has told us, you get up, you go forth. I've called you to do this. I've called you to do that. Get up. I want to say this tonight, that the devil will take you to, sometimes he is so cunning, he is so sneaky, that he'll take you places and you don't even realize how far off you've gotten. Show me up. Because it happens so, it just happened little by little by little. Little by into, and then negative thoughts starts coming in, and the devil tells you this and the devil tell you that, and next thing you know you're over here, well, pastor, I don't know what you're saying, I don't agree with that, I don't know if that's true now, and the next thing you knew you're over here, well, you know what, I don't know if God's gonna really meet all my needs or not. Well, he might, I don't know, he said I was healed, but I don't know if I'm healed or not, because I sure had a headache, so I just don't know if God is where he said he is, but I still love him, but I just don't know about some things. I just can't figure it out. You see where I am? I'm supposed to be over here. You see how sneaky the devil is, and you don't even see him coming. I'm going to give y'all a scenario. You know, I'm going to give you a scenario of what happened to me and blindsided me. Didn't even see it coming. We had come to church, praise and worship, everything going wonderful, everything just great. I'm sitting at my table eating this nice big salad that I fixed. I had boiled eggs. I had bacon bits. I had cheese and onions and cucumbers and tomatoes. Oh, my goodness. Had just sat down. Matter of fact, I was already eating it and just basking in just a wonderful Sunday afternoon. Everything was great. And I'm just eating my salad and everybody's doing wonderful. Now I'm going to show you how the devil sneak up on you, right? Everything's going fine. Phone rings. Hello? Yes? Yes? Yes. Got a phone call. All right? Cedric family, Walmart, Hartsville. Oh, okay, no problem. Y'all at Hartsville, everything cool, everything cool. No, everything's not cool. Cedric had an episode on his way to the hospital. So, and they took care of everything. All that worked out, you know. Rest is history. He's here tonight. But I just want to show you how sneaky the devil is. Next time I made a salad, got it fixed real pretty, and was going to sit down at my dining room. The devil told me, no. You can eat it in the kitchen, but don't take it to the dining room table to eat. Because if you take it to the dining room table to eat, now I'm sharing this with you. I'm making a point how the devil will come and talk to you. He doesn't care if you come to church every Sunday. He doesn't care if you read your word. He doesn't care. He's after your faith. He's after your faith, and he's after that word. You sit at that table, you know, you're going to get another phone call, and he's going to be sick, and he's going to end up in the hospital. And for goodness sake, don't you go to Walmart in Hartsville. Now, you can go to the one in Sherrill or somewhere else, but don't go to that one in Hartsville, because that's where it happened. So don't go there. And don't take your food and set at this dining room table that God has blessed me with, because if you do, you're going to get another phone call, and he's going to be sick, and you know the rest. And guess what? I sat at my kitchen table and I ate. I looked at the dining room table, but I sat at the kitchen table and I ate. Another week rolls around. Guess what? I looked at the dining room table. Everybody say, looked at the table. And sat in the kitchen at a smaller table with my food. I'm saved. I love God. I speak in tongues. I come to a word church. But, everybody say but. I was listening to the devil threaten me. So I sat down there again and ate my salad with my sweet Vidalia onion dressing on it and my cucumbers and tomatoes. It was so good. But I sat in the kitchen because the devil had put fear in me. But you know what? Woo! I got up. Yeah. I got fed up and I told the devil, you are a liar. My son will not be sick. I will not get a phone call. I am taking my plate. I'm going to my dining room table and I'm going to sit down and I'm going to eat. That's what I'm going to do.
Amen.
And guess what? That's what I did. And he's here.
Amen.
Woo. Do you see how, I mean, Jesus got up for my peace.
Yeah.
He got up. And I am going to let a defeated devil, a liar, that one has already been defeated, that's going to spend his eternity in hell, that's going to, he's already defeated. Jesus took care of him. But I'm sitting in the kitchen looking at my dining room table, all because lie that he's whispering in my ear. No. I made up my mind. This is the last time. I got up and I went and ate. I made up my mind. So we have to always know that God got up for us. He got up. I got fed up and I had to realize the greater one lives in me. If the greater one lives in me, he can't stop me from doing what God wants me to do. He's trying to steal my peace. He's trying to steal my joy. I had to get up and tell the devil, shut up. You are a liar. Sometimes we are too calm with the devil and we just think about it. Well, I mean, you know, God said, great is he that's in me. And God said, I'm strong. And God said, he made me strong. I'm not weak. I'm really strong. I am. That's what I am. I'm really strong. He made me strong. Yes, he did. But you better put some to it. You better put some power behind it. God, I thank you, you made me strong. When I'm weak, you said you'd make me strong. I am more than a conqueror. I am victorious. Talk to the devil the way sometimes you talk to people. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you get a little perturbed with each other, frustrated with whatever's going on. And I told them a piece of my mind. Give the devil a piece of your mind. No, give him the word.
Yes.
Give him the word. But I took authority over that. So tonight we have to make up our mind that enough is enough. Yes. Get up from sorrow. Get up from sadness. Get up from fear. Jesus got up with authority and with power.
Yeah.
And he's in heaven praying and interceding for us.
Yeah.
And he gave us that same authority. He gave us that same authority. So we need to make a decision and keep moving. Get up, pray. Get up, take back what the devil has stolen. Take back your peace.
Yeah.
Take it back. Take back your joy. You know, the devil tries to steal our joy. And how many of you know when you don't have joy, you're not at your best? You don't laugh like you used to. You just kind of want to be to yourself. Don't want to be bothered with anybody because I just don't have any joy. The word says the joy of the Lord is what? Our strength. So we can draw from that. So we need to take back our peace, our joy, our hope, our love. Get up and get moving with God. Now I want us to look at Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 1. Philippians 4, verse 1 says, therefore, brethren, whom I love and yearn to see, my delight and crown, my wreath of victory. Oh, what I want you to look at is that last part. Thus, stand firm in the Lord, my beloved. Stand firm in the Lord, my beloved. Stand firm. He wants us to stand firm and know that Jesus got up for you. So we're going to get up for him.
Amen.
We're going to get up for ourselves. Jesus is your strength. And like I said, he is praying for you. And we're going to do what? We're going to speak God's word. We will get up. And we're going to refuse to stay down.
Amen.
Let's say that together.
I refuse
to stay down.
I refuse
to stay down.
Stay down.
I will get up.
I'm not staying down.
I'm getting up speaking the word. And
I'm getting up fighting.
Because we got Jesus.
The greater one
on the inside of us.
So
what we're going to do, we're going to
get up
because Jesus got up. All righty. That's it. I want you to remember that Jesus got up. I will get up too. Jesus got up. I will get up too. He got up with all power and all authority. We don't have to take this mess off the devil. He already has gone before us and already won the battle. In him, we are victorious. Brother Paul, we ready. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Father, tonight. We just thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. If we have someone that's watching tonight that have not received Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, oh, this is your day. I encourage you to get up, make a decision, and say, Jesus, I want to make you Lord of my life. So at this time, I want you to pray after me, but to God. Say, Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of any sin, any unrighteousness, anything in my life. Come in. Make me whole. Make me clean. I want to be just like you, Jesus. Lord, I accept you into my life. I call you my Lord, and I call you my Savior. I thank you, Jesus, for getting up for me. Thank you. I receive you as my Lord and as my Savior. If we have anyone that needs healing in your body because Jesus got up, he defeated the devil. Healing is yours tonight, today, whenever you may be watching this. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just ask you to touch their bodies tonight from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. I speak healing to them in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word. Call it blessed tonight. We thank you for the salvations, and we thank you for the healings. Next time, be blessed.
So what are we going to do? Amen. We're going to get up. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. If you're here this evening and you know you're saved, and you know that if you leave this earth, you're going to be with Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Yes, yes. Yes, sir. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Jim. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And those of you that was here Sunday, you know I ministered on God wants you well. God wants you well. But can I, and feel free to write this down. Faith begins where the will of God is known. Let me say that again. Faith begins where the will of God is known. If you're not sure God's in there with you, you cannot have faith for it. Glory to God. But when you have faith, you can do like Ephesians 6 says, having done all to stand, you keep on standing. Amen. Because you know in whom you believe. Amen. Yes, sister. Hey, say that again. I didn't hear everything. Oh, praise God. All right. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All right, I'll take one more, then we're going to go home. If there is one. Yes. Who's over here? Pat's over here. Oh, Ann. Okay, well, you two are about the same time. Go ahead, Pat. You go ahead, and then I'll let Ann. Ann, you can be the last one. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay, Ann, go right ahead. Speak up if you can. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, stand to your feet. Glory to God. So glad each of you came tonight. Praise God. And let me do this. Encourage someone else to come and be with us. And it's so good to have this brother and his wife and son. Praise God. Give us your name again, brother. Jordan Clark. And your wife is? Brittany. Jordan and Brittany Clark. Amen. Now, they say they've been with us about 10 years ago? Oh, your wife was about 10 years ago. Okay. Well, we're so glad you came back. Praise God. Amen. And look, if you're looking for a home, we know where one is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Let me speak the word of God over you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I say there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling, because the angels of the living God are encamped around about you, protecting you in all of your ways. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Say that. No weapon formed against me shall prosper in Jesus' name. Shout amen. 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 Have a blessed evening.